Dubai 92, you with Jono and Nats. And because it's Wednesday, we get to do my favorite thing. Talk about food with the food guru of gurus, Arva from Frying Pan Adventures. Got a taste for
you. Cheap Eats. Arva, good to have you back again with us this week. Where are we off to and what are you treating us to with your taste buds?
All right, we are going to have one of my favorite, all-time favorite sandwiches, which is the Vietnamese banh mi. And we're going to have it at Saigon Station. This is their newer branch in Business Bay.
Tell us more about the sandwich and what's in it and how much coriander are we talking? The right amount or are they being, you know, shrimping on the coriander?
No. There's lots of coriander. So the key for a fantastic Vietnamese banh mi is actually the baguette. It has to just be, like when you knock on it, there should be that gorgeous crisp crunch hollow sound. Mm-hmm. And that is what they get spot on because they are making their baguette on premises. So they're actually making their own. And this makes all the difference. So for 20 dirhams, you could get their banh mi Vietnam, which is completely, like it's fully loaded. Honestly, I think you could split it. If you're doing a lunch, you could split it between two people easily. But basically what they put inside there is they smear in a good pat of butter. Then they put in their own house-made pate, which is basically made out of chicken liver. So if you're not a fan, it doesn't have a strong smell or anything like that. It just has a nice creamy texture. Yeah. But if you don't want it, you can always tell them, I don't want it. So they put in the pate, which is very traditional. Then they put in heaps of pickled vegetables like carrots and cucumber. And that's so important because it adds that nice vinegary crunch to the whole sandwich. Heaps of coriander. And then a very mild looking but totally deadly chili. It was hot. Plus they had chicken shreds on the top, plus there were curls of beef, plus they make their own sort of reduced down chicken stock. It's almost like chicken jelly, which they add in there, a little bit of soy sauce. I mean, honestly, there was so much going on. The first two bites, I was like, I have no idea what on earth is going on. And then you know what I did? The key is you gotta smash everything in, crunch that sandwich down, like just press it down and then go in for the big massive bite. And then you get all the flavors happening at once. 28 dirhams for all of that in one sandwich, plus some spice dusted fries on the side. Honestly, I think for especially for Business Bay, but for anywhere, that's a steal.
Arva, you really have found your calling in life. Like, honestly, to goodness, I don't know another human being that I've ever met in all my years on this planet that makes me want to eat everything that you ever described.
At this time in the morning, that's what's impressive.
Yeah, I'm like,
about
get in my belly sandwich from Saigon Station, please, now with everything she just said.
Amazing.
Want Arva. It now.
Thank you so much for that one. Again, it is called Saigon Station. There is a Silicon Oasis branch. There's a Business Bay branch. And they are getting hit up for sure at some stage this week.
28 dirhams for that crispy, crunchy, delicious, salivating-inducing sandwich. Yes, please.
Yeah. As always, Frying Pan Adventures on Instagram. You can see the food tours and everything else that Arva and her sister get up to. And thank you for joining us as always, Arva. Pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Have a scrumptious week ahead, guys.